Hello there. Welcome to this week edition of Beyond Limit Broadcast. We're continuing our series, Principles of Good Sources. Today is Principle 7. Your assignment has a period of isolation. And our reading is taken from Nehemiah 2, 11 to 16. I'll paraphrase from verse 12. Then I arose in the night, I and a few men with me. I told no one what my God has put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. You see, one of the important requirements of being used of God to bring healing and change to the people is to feel their pain, their pulse, and their problems. See, one would sit where they sat and be one from amongst them who can be touched with their infirmities but not contaminated. See, that's why God sent a Savior, Jesus Christ, who came as a baby, wrapped his divinity in our humanity, walked our streets quietly, but held his divine agenda in isolation for 30 years. He felt our pains during that period, lived under our religious and political system. He saw the gaps as the Son of Man. For only through this viewpoint can men like you and I believe victory is possible for us. One of the most difficult parts of good success is to be all fired up in pursuit of purpose, but to have to put yourself into an isolation for deeper processing. One thing is to have zeal and knowledge, but another thing is to apply wisdom in execution. Many good purposes are thwarted for lack of application of the inspiration to come through. We are in a generation where we are drawn to quick visibility over ideality and prosperity over process, often forgetting that God is not preparing the blessing for you. He is preparing you for the blessing. See, the period of isolation does not necessarily mean you're staying aloof. No, that's not the kind of isolation we're talking about. It is staying within but operating above. It is not an isolation of I have no need of anyone else. It is to test your hypothesis for clarity so that your postulations are not one of a stranger to the issues, but insider who understands the problems and the antidotes. See, this kind of isolation that we're talking about is having done all things to stand. Our victory is of the Lord and not on our own. It is stepping aside and hearing again for deeper clarity. See, this is often where we see the captain of the host watching and waiting. By the time this phase is over, nothing is removed from the zeal which you had when you went into it. Remember Joshua, the second leader of Israel, armed with an assignment to lead his people to the land. When tasked with conquering Jericho at its huge walls, he went into an isolation period, stepped aside only to see who he didn't see that was there before, and he received a clearer war strategy. See, I pray for you today that God will grant you, and he received a clearer war strategy. That was what Nehemiah did. He went in the night, though he knew what to do, but he took his time, a few men, and went over the issues. And then he received a clearer insight. I pray for you today, my friend. I pray that God will open your inner eyes to see not only the scale of the problems, but the captain of the hosts of heaven who is present with you to actually fight the battle for you and show you a clearer way through. It's been me, Wale Ulana, saying,
you can rise beyond limits.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.